This is Tui C playing the South Coast Greatest Hits. Now, we only have five sleeps until the official start of winter, and it is getting colder, colder mornings, shorter days, and I thought what a great opportunity to get somebody from the Bureau of Meteorology on to talk about the long-term forecast for winter. And I have Jonathan Howe on the phone this morning. Good morning, Jonathan.
Yeah, good morning, Bertie.
Thanks for joining. Now, we've spoken previously, and I very much like talking to you around the change of the seasons. So, coming into winter, it is getting colder. The first question I have to ask you is, we've had a lot of rain over summer. Everybody knows that. Are we going to have a wet winter?
Yes, exactly right. It's been incredibly wet summer and autumn right across the south coast, and somewhere like Bega has already had more than 690 millimetres, and the average for the whole year is about 667, so they've actually exceeded the entire year's rainfall. It's not even June yet, and it's very much going to continue this kind of wet story into winter. We are looking at generally above average rainfall right across the south coast, and so it is looking likely to be an increased flood risk as we head into the next few months as well.
Now, Jonathan, I wanted to ask you, I learnt yesterday the Indian Ocean Dipole. Now, a lot of people on the east coast are probably more familiar with the term La Nina, but the Indian Ocean Dipole is a similar thing that occurs in the Indian Ocean, and that's bringing a lot of moisture across the country now. Is that right?
Yes, exactly right. So people right across Australia will be very familiar with El Nino and La Nina, which is what we've kind of experienced over the last couple of months. But there are many different climate influences which affect Australian rainfall. And of course, we've got La Nina in the Pacific Ocean. But many people don't really know about this Indian Ocean Dipole. It's basically the same kind of thing, but for the Indian Ocean, so out towards the west. And under both La Nina and kind of the Indian Ocean Dipole, when we do get these warmer waters surrounding Australia, it does mean that we do see more evaporation and more cloud and rainfall. So the Indian Ocean Dipole, you know, the Indian Ocean is very far away from the south coast of New South Wales, talking about just south Indonesia and off the Pilbara coast in WA, but it can have an impact all the way along the east coast. And so we are likely to see, with these warm waters, more rainfall developing across northwestern parts of the country. And that will basically move across the interior as these really big cloud bands and basically move all the way across the east coast. And that's what we're likely to see over the winter, with that influence not just from this not just from the declining La Nina to our north, but also this negative Indian Ocean Dipole way out to the west.
At the moment, I've been looking at the weather maps. I've become somewhat of a budding amateur meteorologist myself, Jonathan, in recent months, and I've noticed at the moment there is a huge wet weather system. It looks like on the radar, huge band of moisture moving all the way across from Western Australia, right under the Great Australian Bight almost, but coming up into the bottom half of the country, and it looks like it's headed over our way. Is that going to bring cooler, wetter conditions?
Yeah, it really is, and it's pretty much just in time for the start of winter next week, as you say. So for today and tomorrow, it's not looking too bad across the south coast. You get a rare dry day today, but we'll see those showers increasing tomorrow, and then over the weekend, a couple of showers coming through. But as you say, this weather system coming across from WA will start to get into the southeast of New South Wales probably late Monday. So we'll ought to see quite a few showers and even rain developing late Monday and Tuesday. But most people will probably notice the change in the temperature. It's going to be quite cold. Maximum temperatures really getting down there. We'll see plenty of snow across the ranges, down to about 1,100 metres, and it will be extremely windy as well. So definitely time to get out your jacket. It's going to be really, you're going to really feel that wind chill Tuesday, Wednesday next week, and together with those showers. So definitely timely reminder that winter is just about starting.
And Jonathan, last question. So we can expect generally a wetter than usual winter, given the combining forces of La Nina, which I understand is still in effect. I read yesterday it could be affecting the East Coast all the way until August or September. But with the Indian Ocean Dipole, it looks like we might have the two combining to cause a wetter than usual winter.
That's exactly right. So we've just released our winter climate outlook, and it's for the South Coast, it's looking anywhere from about Batemans Bay northwards, about 70 to 80% chance of above average rainfall over winter. The further south you go, down towards Bega, Marimbula and the Victorian border, looking about a 50 to 60% chance of above average rainfall, and that's because you're getting further and further away from those warm waters to the north. But definitely with this La Nina sticking around for a few more months, and then this Indian Ocean Dipole coming online, looking to be kind of a double climate drivers kind of influencing our rainfall. So certainly, you know, everything's really wet. The soil is completely saturated right across the south coast. So definitely over the winter period, keep an eye on any flood watches and warnings. And, of course, you know, follow all the advice from SES, particularly as you do get these rainfall events coming through.
Beautiful. All right, Jonathan. Well, thank you so much for your time, and we'll speak soon.
No worries. Thank you.